guys. Seriously, we got to have some fun. It's time for your Friday fun facts.
You're going to learn today.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Liv, you're not going to like this, but it's just because you can't eat it. But otherwise, you'd probably be amazed.
Okay.
Canada. Yeah. C to the Anada. Eats more macaroni and cheese than any other nation in the world. How did the USA...
Wait, what?
Yeah, those Canadians. I thought you'd be like, they ate more like Canadian bacon. I could see that, but yeah, they eat more mac and cheese than anywhere in the world. All right, how about Michael Jackson? Rest in peace. His shiny glove, did you know this was actually just a modified golf glove? So I could make my own hee-hee glove.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, I thought it was like some badass thing created, but it's like... Hey, go to the golf shop and get some bedazzling jewel stuff.
Yeah,
put it up on there.
You'd think it'd be like Chanel or like Prada or something.
How have we not known this before now?
I do not know,
Mackenzie.
That's
wild.
All right, let's get presidential on you. Abraham Lincoln, I never knew this. He loved cats. As a matter of fact, he loved cats so much that apparently he once let a cat eat from the table during a formal White House dinner.
Ew.
I never had anything against Abraham Lincoln, but now I do. I think people are so weird.
What are you,
weird.
Team John Wilkes Booth
he's
now?
He's going down on my rung of fave pres.
Yeah. Oh, great. Take him off the bill. People who donate blood in Sweden are sent a text message each time their blood saves a life. That's awesome.
That is cool. They should have like a bracelet and you get a stone or like something like a Cracker Barrel when you get little things.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
And finally, I like this. Spam mail got its name as like spam mail from the canned meat. You guys ever eat spam? I love spam. Like you chop it up and fry it. I know it's gross and disgusting, but people in Hawaii love it.
You know where it's huge? Hawaii.
What? Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Hawaiians love it.
They love it. Because they can't get anything else like exported to them. Well, that's why. They have no other option.
Liv,
they're like, this is delightful.
Liv, if you could have, because you can't have cheese either, if you have a nice like fried, like thinly sliced piece of spam and some cheese, a grilled cheese sandwich with spam, no, it is so good.
It's like 2,000 milligrams of sodium.
Okay, Dr. Porkchop.
In every bite.
She's like all swollen when she walks in.
You know what I think we should do for a Daradise challenge one day is you have to eat an entire can of spam.
No, not an entire can. That's what I don't. We'll
I would just touch
later.
Your tongue to it.
Yeah.
Touch your tongue to it.
When Mackenzie and I worked together in Portland, I had to do that. And I had to
an
eat
entire
a whole
can.
We had a spam off, yeah, but you just ate it straight.
Yeah.
And they were supposed
Jake,
to prepare it.
Our friend Jake was like, I love this stuff. Just eating.
He also said he would have eaten a cat sandwich, which is so weird. Geez. With cat meat.
All right, well, that's
anyway,
disgusting.
Anyway, moving on.
Well, yeah, the whole thing, spam mail got its name from the canned meat spam after a Monty Python skit that made fun of spam, saying that it tasted horrible and it was inescapable, which is pretty much spam email. It's horrible and you can never get away from it. So I think
makes
that's kind of cool. Yeah. So I don't know why I keep on getting Viagra and Cialis spam emails, but now I know why they're all connected, I guess. That's your Friday fun fact here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.